I don't know what I say this, as usual. One day, God will help me and give me the grace to know how to tie to sermons. But I can tell you 50% of sermons are tied to when I get here. For some series. Imagine doing a whole series and you don't have a title for it. And luckily, we've had nice titles like Upside Down. on the spot. Ecclesiastes 12. While we're opening, so long before, I gave you a hint to this some weeks ago. Remember some weeks ago when I was talking about money? And I said before the invention of currencies. So remember now, mother teaching. Aha. So let me continue now. I wanted to talk about it so much, but I think it's time. So long before nations had currency, Naira, Nigeria, British pounds, or the great British pounds, the finest of the Queen's currency or the king now, the dollar, which is almost the universal, yuan, yen, dirham. Like dirham, you want to go to the Middle East? Which other currency? Sefa. That's interesting. Shillings, Kenya shillings. Now, long before that, there was a way people acquired things. And they didn't have money. And you must have learned that in your elementary education. So they trade by butter. Not butter. They trade by butter. What that means is, I could employ 10 of you to my firm. I could even employ 40 of you to my firm. And I will not pay you salary at the end. The salary will be, I'll give you yams. 2 bars of yams. Of yam. Or non-yams. 2 bars of yam. Or cocoa. Or whatever I have on my farm. Now you say, how do I now buy clothes for my children if I don't have money? You are going to now take the yam to the seller of clothes. Say, I need clothes for my children. If you're lucky and he says he needs 2 bars, he gets it from you. But he will tell you, he can tell you, I don't need yam. Someone got me yam yesterday. I need palm oil. So what do? You go to the person who has palm oil. And you give the person the 2 bars. Somehow, you are going to get the clothes. So why did they stop? Because it was difficult to start matching. So imagine I want to get iPhone. The owner of iPhone says he does not need palm oil. Right? Now what he needs is petrol. So I have to start looking for someone who wants to get my palm oil for petrol at the same quantity. So, there was no quantified value system. Let me break it down. Meaning that, how do I know that 12 gallons of palm oil is 1 liter of petrol? Who calls the standard? Who calls the shots? So they then agreed. Do you know what? Can we have a common ground? Something everybody spends, regardless of what you own. And you will discover, I said Ecclesiastes 12, right? We are coming there. And you discover that life itself is a market. Everything you do every day is a transaction. The reason why you go to work is so that at the end of the month, something must show. You show, have you no show? You show. If you don't get that CR, right? CR. You know, there's a way the SMS sounds. You know what I'm talking about? I don't have the privilege much again to hear that sound. But I remember when I was working in Luth, I know the sound. I know when it's, I know when it's loot that send money. Or federal government, not loot. You're going to see FGN, blah, blah, blah. There's a way it vibrates. There's a way it sounds. But you know, what I have done for 30 days was better. I have said 30 days of my time is worth so, so, so money. And that's what the devil brought to Jesus in Matthew 4. Let's go there. We're going back to Ecclesiastes 12. That's our text. Matthew 4. So, for example, you know, after Sunday service, I'm talking about those in Lagos now. There are certain people who do commodity selling. You see small shops. You see, you know, the person that has small shops can go and call it Zobo and say, I don't have money. Take small shops. Give me Zobo. But they have to agree. They would have to agree that, I don't know, don't let me give a standard now. Maybe 2 bottles of Zobo is equal to so amount of puff. Hallelujah. And Matthew 4, verse 5. In verse 3, you know, the tempter came and he said, if you are the Son of God, turn the stones to bread. And Jesus said, man will not live by bread alone. We had the teaching of this one recent. Then the devil took him up to the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said, verse 6, if you are the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. I'm going to explain this, God willing, tonight. Because this is a very special temptation, I think. Verse 7 says, Jesus says, written, you not tempt the Lord your God. Verse 8, he took him up to the exceedingly high mountain, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And he said, I will give to you if you fall down and worship me. So, better. Apparently, the bowing of Jesus was worth the kingdoms of the world. Right? Huh? Don't forget, the essence of butter was, I have to have a quantified value. And say, if I give you 32 bears, it's worth a filling station. If you're lucky to meet someone who batters that foolishly. But this is the real reason why butter was cancelled. Nothing that was exchanged had exactly equal value. God will open your eyes tonight. Yeah. Nothing that was exchanged had exactly equal value. Because the values were subjective in the hearts of the sellers. And here is the devil talking to Jesus. And he said, I'll give you something for a bow. He first took him up. He said, if you will jump down. Now it's funny. Meaning that you are too special to scatter. As he said, I'll give his angel, he will give his angels charge over you, right? You will not dash your foot against the stone. Ah! But Jesus was wiser than that. In my few years of pastoring, years, days, I've seen quite a number of things. And I've seen people who are graced more than I am. Four. I've seen people who had prominence become nothing. And so I know that I am not invincible. There can be this temptation to think you are too special to fall. He said, if you would jump down, nothing will happen to you. I've kept memories of falling giants. I've seen churches collapse just by one teenage girl talking. He said, he slept with me. And that's the end. That's the end of all the retreats. That's the end of all the camp meetings. That's the end of all the fastings, all the studies, all the thousands of teachings online. So if you are a smart minister of the gospel, you will know what to batter. Because you are not invincible. I want to believe I'm talking to ministers of the gospel. You have workers of the glorious house church. So, yeah. You should not have scars if you can avoid injury. You don't need scars to learn. So we said, we're coming from Bata, have we? Maybe we should tell you this straight by Bata, something like that. But it has nothing to do with the text. Just follow me. And one of the things we batter in life, that we joke with, and we think it will always be there, is youthfulness. And how do you know that you are joking with your youth? It is exemplified with the number of times you procrastinate. You are exaggerating your youthfulness. Look at how you procrastinate. So go back to Ecclesiastes 12. Is that where I asked you to open to? Yeah. Verse 1. Learning something? Are you sure? Because I've not started teaching like that. So if you're learning, that's impressive. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1. Remember now your creator in the days of your youth, when the evil days have not come, nor the years draw near, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars are not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day the keeper of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves. The grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low. And he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Verse 7 says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit of shall return to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, all is vanity. Amen. He says, remember the Lord. Remember now. Does your own Bible verse have now? Huh? So, remember when? That's what I'm saying. Remember now. Bro, are you gone? Say, remember now. Say, remember now your God in the days of your youth. Don't batter it. Earlier this year, I was thinking, I knew when Nigeria celebrated 50. And I knew when Nigeria celebrated 40. And now Nigeria is 65. Very soon Nigeria will be 66. And in like 2 months, a month from now-ish. So you are not as young as you think. The other day, I was discussing one of you, me, Bro Faith. And I was still talking to a friend of mine yesterday. He came visiting at the office, and I said, I am checking blood pressure. Like, I'm putting the blood pressure cuff, and I'm waiting for the reading. And I said, who would have thought? When I was in medical school, that's old people's things, yeah? I mean, my head, what are you thinking about? What is the pressure in life that you are checking blood pressure? It can never be me. It was me. Amen. And one of the things that came to my head is, you might not be that old, but you are not as young as you think. And if there's something the devil will gladly rob your head to take out of your hand, it's your youthfulness. The days of your youth. See you now. You are the one paying school fees now. There was a time you are the one telling daddy, I'm going to school. Where's my money? I still remember. Like it was yesterday. So when I'm leaving for school, my dad has a special trouser on his his room. Yeah, there's a nail. So that trouser does not wear it. That trouser is for my pocket money. It's for my money for the day. I grew up knowing that trouser is dark blue. He does not put it on. So when I say, and I dare not go to the trouser directly to pick money, I must come to him and say, money, I'm going to school. Then he'll say, I go there. I know where it is because I picked it out of the place more than 700 times. So I just go there. And I remember the day I asked for increase. Means for me, I protest. And now, the tables have turned. Don't trade. What is the value of your youthfulness? What is the value of the strength you possess now? Because when things become scarce, so if I'm going to barter, the scarce commodities become what? Economist. Expensive. They become more valuable. Is that not what Solomon is saying? He says, remember now, God, when you can. He says, there are days that are coming when it will be scarce. That's why I tell single people, singleness is not a curse. Prophet, why are you so interested? I tell single people, they're not single as you think. Amen. Singleness is not what? It's not a curse. Maximize it. There are folks who are married, like me. I'm not saying me, this is not about me. Who would want to go back to those days? Amen. Oh, there's the joy of all of that. How cute. But don't be in a rush. Just because you want to put something on Instagram. My view is view. Ha. Because of his view. My view. Oloshi view. Oh, Nishi view.
Amen.
Delicate matters. Maximize the youthfulness you have. Don't rush out of it. There are things that are not worth dying for. We're getting to the crux of the message. I want you to understand the issue. I said the main issue with Bata was what? Nothing really is of exact the same value. So when the devil came to Jesus, what weighed more? Don't understand. He said, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world and the glory thereof. Just bow. But we know that no two things are actually of exact same value in a battle. We pray for light tonight. Hebrews 12. Remember those days when you were younger? Now you know that things are expensive. You know, the time you didn't know that in your house, people buy Packer. There are things you didn't know that. No, human beings buy these things. Like Packer. I grew up just knowing that Packer is in the house. And before the advent of gas and all of those guns, I mean, we used to go and buy kerosene. You know what I mean? There are some very nice containers for kerosene. Very nice. Very nice bottles. Mr. Pepe. Dr. Pepe. You know Dr. Pepe? You know Dr. Pepe? Drink, let me see. How do you know Dr. Pepe? You just saw it online. at least over 32, 33. Dr. Pepe. Or maybe 30. I don't know. I doubt 30 though. So, Dr. Pepe is different from Orobo. Yes, Pepsi Orobo. Did you know Pepsi Orobo? Yato City Solo. This Pepsi Solo. And they'll all add their value. I remember Yasheri. We used to buy kerosene from her. But I didn't know that people buy matches. Because we had matches. Amen. But now, when you are buying things yourself, how is life? Amen. Some of you now know that. You now know different formulas. 101. 011. Some of you know 000. Half in the midnight. One calculate rather. Why? Because now you know that money buys things. But before, shout at home. That is finished and nobody saying anything. The prince. That has finished. Nobody saying anything. Yam has finished his last 2 weeks. And you know I like yam. When last did you buy the yam? Now that you like yam now, your best food has now changed. Well, something changed in that process. Some years have gone forever. Excuse me. If you are 20, if you are 21, 20 years of your life have gone forever. Whatever you did not do in those 20 years remains undone in those 20 years. I pray for you. The devil will not rob you of your purpose. Hebrews 12. Trusting God to meet this all in your heart. Because quite a number of things I want to say. Almost at the same time. Hebrews 12. This is not a session to close your eyes. So. Stay alert. The Lord is moving. Hebrews 12 verse 16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau. Who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. So, Bible calls the process of exchanging brass for gold, fornication. It says, there should not be someone among you who is a fornicator like Esau. He also calls him a profane, worthless person. Hey, you will not be worthless. Amen. But Esau was not made worthless. Esau battered. Something was exchanged. Verse 17. For you know that after he battled, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully. With what? With tears. I pray for you that what your life is about, you will not trade it. Because none of us is invincible. None of us is too colorful to be clothed in shame. None. There's no one here that's invincible. There's no one. Do you know what Jesus told Peter? He said, the devil desires to sift you like wheat. Meaning, he has weighed you. He has a plan for you. He's going to sift you like wheat. That's Peter, one of the 12. May you not be formally anointed. Amen. There are many things money can't buy. One of it is the anointing of God on your head. Don't batter it. He said, Esau. Esau said, what is the birthright? No of shit. So what did Esau want for? Jacob says, exactly. Exactly. What do you want to do? What do you want to do with it?
What do you want to do with going to church every day? What do you want to do with all this, I'm praying, I'm trusting God, I'm following God's plan for my life. What do you want to do with it? And you just say, that's true. My mates are out there building robots, AI, cyber security. Yeah? My mates are out there doing nice stuff. Just doing hermeneutics. What was there? This is Jesus stuff. You know, it would have been the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. And he sold that for meat. Jesus, in your mercy, everything I have lost through carelessness, through misbehaviors. Pray for yourself. Restore the lost years. Ah, la kure de mesek prege de be sha. La tu zene ber prakatuza. La kubre de dashata badaba. They are battered wrongly. Rika tu zeme breketa sa.
Ay.
Ebenezer. Ay. Ebenezer, my help has come. Ay. Ebenezer. Ebenezer, my help has come. Amen. Have your seat.
I said, none. There's nobody that is invincible. If Jesus had jumped from that high mountain, I wouldn't know what would have happened. But you know what he said? He said, don't tempt the Lord your God. Meaning, remember, what's the end of temptation? When James was following the motions of sin. What is the end of temptation? Sin. And when sin is what? What will it bring? So, that leads me to know that Jesus knew, this is a temptation. Every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. And when lust, when he's enticed, he brings forth sin. And when sin is developed, matured, fed, he brings forth death. Every good gift and perfect gift comes from the Lord. From the Father of light, whom there is no very brightness or shadow of turning. So, Jesus said, this is death. This is death prepared as pineapple. I'm not taking the bait. That was an uneven batter. Yes, sir. Batter. He said, I'm hungry, Baba. How they class me that? He's not like that. In body now. Baba. I like the way it sounds. Baba, I'm hungry. Give me asaro. Amen. For you might not be asaro. What am I doing now? Every time, prophet, just call him. It's time for, why you know at the choir practice? Or rehearsals. What do you call it? Rehearsals. Why you not there? I don't have those kind of time. Life has moved on. Clock 8. So people. Life has moved. I have better things to do with my time. You know the funny thing? At the point of batter, it doesn't look like batter. It looks like common sense. Instead of health, I'm hungry. What's the point of a birthright? What is the point of a birthright? The writer of Hebrews said, don't be worthless like Esau. He eventually sought it with tears. But some things are just gone. There are things that when they are gone forever. Lamentations, chapter 3. I hope you find it. I hope you find it soon. Lamentations. I'm there. It's after the book of Jeremiah. It's actually the Lamentations of Jeremiah. Not mine. Jeremiah's. I'm going to teach on Lamentations very soon. You just give me some more time.
to cook. Hallelujah. Lamentations. Because there's a reason why Jeremiah lamented. Lamentations 3. Verse 27. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his what? In his youth. Another version says, it is good that a man bears his yoke in the days of his youth when he still has the strength. One of the things you must not batter at these days. Are you listening to me? Whatever God has placed in your hands, hold it dearly. There are some of you. He has given you the gift for your voice to be heard in the nations. But you know what? You treat it with levity, like Esau. The voice, the music, the songs. But you don't take it anywhere. I said anything. Yeah, there are many lives that would have been changed by you. But you know what? You don't even go to an outreach. Evangelism doesn't even come to your head. I'm going to talk about evangelism tomorrow. It doesn't even appeal. So, how will those lives be changed? And guess what? When those years are gone, sometimes they can be gone. Esau sought it with tears. He said, I want it back. Give me, Lord. He said, but he could not get it. Painful. You know, the fact that you heard this kind of stories does not also exempt you from it. Earlier today, I was talking to was it Ray Wai? Russia, at the back. And I was talking about a dear friend of mine was pastoring us. Things happened. And he neglected the church. I mean, this brother left the church hanging. You know what it means for a pastor? Nobody knew that the pastor was traveling out of the country. People gathered for service, waiting for pastor, calling pastor. Line was not going through. He didn't even tell anybody. 3 months later, just saw on Instagram. The assistant pastor reached out to me. He was my disciple in 2009. And he said, what do I do? Pastor, you mean, give my shit. Where do you start from? So I said, you have to pick it up from here. The church is standing strong today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He has still not come back. He has still not said anything. He has blocked everybody. Easy for me to say. I'm not invisible from it. If care is not taken, while laughing at the scars of another, you can sustain a wound. You monitor yourself too. You take another look at yourself. And you cry for help when you can. Are you listening to me? That you have heard bad stories does not mean you have been exempted, though. Every time I hear stories, something happens to this pastor, especially when it's a young minister like me, and I'm 16, 17 next week, every time I hear something happens to a minister of the gospel, was a young minister, blah, blah, blah. And they say, this is what happens to the church. Why you're thinking? No, I'm sure. You might be thinking, no, my pastor can never be pastor. Bro, the first thing I'm doing is praying. You know, right? The first thing I'm doing is, Father, I beg, help me to stand strong. Help me, strengthen me. I will not be profane. I will not end up like Esau. Glorious House Church. There's still too much to do. We can't batter these times. We can't trade them for vanities. Remember that's where we're coming from. The preacher said, remember the Lord God in your days of your youth. Then in verse 8 he said, because all is vanity. Put it together. In fact, I like to read it. Verse 1 and verse 8. I think verse 8 should have come immediately after verse 1. Don't mind me. If I'm writing it, verse 1, then verse 8.
Remember now your creator in the days of your youth, in the days of your strength. For all is vanity, says the preacher. Whatever you want to batter what God is doing through you for now, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's a worthless banter. It's an Esau kind of banter. Batter. These days are precious days. We will not trade them for dust. I said, these days are precious days. We will not trade them for dust. Are you listening to me? When Esau was trading, it looked like a golden opportunity. It looked like, whoo! Jacob, you have to go. This Jacob does not do anything. Better that is my own. But nothing is truly yours. Nothing. You take it. Nothing. You fight for it. You pray for it. You earnestly contend. Are you listening to me? Scarcity forces men to drive value for things, right? So when there's scarcity, value shoots up. Passive value. Okay, so if after the workers retreat, we all hear now that petrol is going to start selling for 12,000 naira per liter. Both church and me will be at, in fact, by the time we get to the filling station, the kind of crowd you meet there, you think it's a redemption camp. But the fuel existed yesterday. And no one went for it. Suddenly, at the sound of an information, it has not happened. There's just an information that fuel will be so scarce, it will sell for 12,000 naira. Everybody will begin to queue, right? So, the scarcity has made it more expensive. What am I saying? There will be days to go on outreach will be quite expensive in strength for you. There will be the days where to pray 20 hours, 15 hours, 10 hours will be too expensive for your strength. Thank God for the great men of God, especially in this country. One of the people I revere to my bones is Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, founder, the general vicar of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Baba is 84 now. A friend of mine went to pray at the redemption camp, said, and he saw him about 70 meters off. 70 meters is quite close, right? If you have run track before, you know what I'm talking about. He was praying. He said, well, I could see his hand shaking. It's 84. Amen. I watched a video where Baba was preaching and he sat down. I said, so this was a man I watched every Sunday 2 p.m. BCOS for about 4 years straight. Every Sunday 2 p.m. BCOS for 4 years. I don't know what stopped. Oh, I started listening to Andrew Womack. For me. Amen. I love Andrew Womack a lot. Okay, I think I was name of CD now. VCD. So I stopped TV. I knew how long Baba could stand. I knew all of that. When there's praise and worship, he's standing with his tambourine. Now you see the same person sitting. Of course, age-wise, he's still laboring. There will be the days I will not be able to stand like this and walk around the way I'm walking and see. There will be the days I'll be static. To preach, I will stay in one spot. Those days are coming. If I cannot escape it, it will be foolish of me to batter these days. To trade them for dust. Are you listening to me? Same people. value money in place of their health. Value money in place of family. Get all the money in the world, but your family is scattered. Get all the money in the world, but your health is shattered. And then when the money arrives, they try to mend it, but some things are too late. If there's something I want God to do for you, is to open your eyes to see the true value of things. Amen. That's the only time you cannot batter wrongly. To see the value, the true value of things. Maximize what you have. Esau wept for it. It was his own birthright. It was not 50-50. Oh. It's not 50-50. It was his own birthright. Jacob knew. God knew. Demons knew. Rebecca knew. Isaac knew. Apparently, the only person that did not know is Esau. He said, birthright. What do I want to do with it? There's a camp meeting. Camp meeting? Oh, this glorious was yourself. Every time, pray. Every time, teach. Every time. Ah. Don't you have other things we do? Butter. Butter. I say, life is a market, right? Ask yourself always, am I exchanging brass for gold? Am I exchanging? Is this an uneven butter? To think it's have been the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. And he lost that forever. For a plate of food. Bro, we will still today in every nation still be saying, oh God of Esau. These are the generations that seek you. Selah, oh God of Esau. For a plate of food. Now you understand when Solomon is saying, that is dust. It's vanity. What is the weight? It's an uneven butter. I can see angels pulling him back. Return it. And he's saying, Jacob, can I have one more plate? And Jacob's saying, yes, of course. And he went to the toilet the next morning. The woman at the well would have said, are you mightier than our father Esau? Who gave us this well? Hey, oh my, bro. You will not batter. These are just gone like that. There's no information that comes to you that God has brought to you that came by mistake. You are hearing this intentionally. He designed your life, the reins, the things you hear, the words that come to you. So if you are listening to this, it is intentional. Hear God talk to you. Remember now. Don't batter your youth. By God's grace, I have finished the scriptures quite a number of times. So I have the top places I like, stories I like. Recently, I said I'm going to compile top 20 stories that you have not heard in the scriptures. I'm going to share it. That you have not heard. There are stories I will tell you from the Bible. And you say, but top three, if not the first, saddest verses in the Bible. It's so sad that sometimes I skip it. Acts 1. God sees my heart. It's so sad that sometimes if I'm reading it, I skip it. Such a sad tale. Acts 1. And then it's something. Verse 15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of disciples and said, the number
of names together were about 120. Men and brethren, the scripture must need to be fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost, by the mouth of David, spoke concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For may your days of service with the Lord not be in the past. May it not be, she used to be the one that in the name of the Lord, I pray for you. Strength in your hands. Strength in your feet. Strength all around you. Have your seat. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and his bowels gushed out. For it was known to all the dwellers of Jerusalem, insomuch that the field is called in the proper tongue Akeldama, that is the field of blood. Verse 20. Jesus. To read this sometimes. It is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate. Let no man dwell in. Let his bishop prick. Let another take. Don't forget, when David said this, come on, you know the story. He was talking about Ahithophel, right? He was talking about his own friend. He was talking about, the one who betrayed him. But of course, as a prophecy, it's X. Anybody can fill in the gap. You find X. That the prophecy he said about you does not mean to come to pass. The birthright was Esau. He changed it, and there's nothing God can do about it. God did not say, no, it's yours by force. God can say, your ear will spread, and you will shrink. But that's not you. That's something he said. Does not mean to come to pass. Jesus Christ. See, lest his habitation be desolate, his place in the body, let another take. Sad. For what? 30 pieces of silver. He didn't even spend it. He hung himself. They now use the money to buy a piece of land for him. He didn't even spend it. What kind of batter is that? What did Judas just do? You battered a place among the 12. Let me tell you, even Paul did not have the privilege to be part of the 12. Paul, that wrote half of the New Testament. Paul, the Paul of enlightened eyes. Filled with light. Hope of his calling. Inheritance of his glory, inheritance of the saints. The glory of his inheritance of the saints. He knew they upon the 12. Judas had it. And he fluffed his lines. For what? 30K. 3 million. 30 million. $300 million. Call it any amount. Sad. Are there things that you could have done for God 3 years ago? Are there things you are trading now? Are there transactions that will take you into regret? Can you pray for help tonight? Sit down. Just sit down. Is bishop, let another take. That cell is taken. Let another person take it. Those lives is meant to touch. Let another person take it. If this is how you pray, is bishop, let his habitation be desolate. Let his place another person take. For 30 pieces, oh Lord Jesus, help and light. Help and light. Help and light. Help and light. For restoration, Lord. That sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost is back, is back, is back, is back. I don't trade it for nothing. I don't trade it for dust. I don't trade it for the world. Oh, I am quickened. I am quickened. I will not end in regrets. Leka to zembre katisa teba. Let there be restoration, Lord. The spirit of prayer and supplication. Ah, I take my place. I don't trade it for anything. I don't trade this time for anything. I don't batter. I don't batter for dust. Amen.
You know why Judas' story is so sad? Oh, I try to avoid that particular place. Sometimes I read it, but I don't read thoughts into it. I just read it. It's skipping. His place, let another person take. Go to Revelation 21. Let me show you something. Revelation 21. Oh Lord, we trust you. Oh Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, that we don't batter our days, our strength, the grace you have given to us in these days. Listen, there are things God is expecting of us as a church. And I hope we are not battering it for nothing. For we are busy. For I am building my career. That's good, that's good. I've told you before. When Esau was also bad, he never thought he was making the wrong decision. He just felt, I'll just do it and get out now. Saul, how do you lose? It had been the household of Saul, not the household of David. Hey, how do you lose that because you want to bring the fat cow in? Revelation 21. Judas. Man. Oof. What's 11? That's not verse 10. That's not verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which are the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride and the lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit into a great and high mountain. And he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Can we read verse 12 together? And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which were the names of the 12 tribes. This will have been Esau. That Israel is Jacob. This was what Esau sold. Eternity. This is eternal. He said, I saw seven gates. Precious. Like jasper. Precious stones. On, were the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob never had this. It was never meant to be his own. It was never to be Israel's. Was Esau's lot. It's meant to be, and I saw the 12 tribes, or 13, or 14 tribes, or 7 tribes of Esau. Or someone sold it. For him, Musa, Esau, this could have been you. It will not become too late for you in Jesus' name. Isaiah 55. Oh Lord Jesus. I'm talking to glorious. I'm talking to you as my brothers and sisters. Listen. Isaiah 55. Verse 5 says, behold, you call a nation that you know not, and nations that knew you not will run unto you because of the Lord your God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Amen. Can we verse 6 together? Seek you the Lord while he may be found. Hey. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Sounds like a threat. Call on him while he is near. So that means there's a time you call on God. Ah.
trust you, Lord Jesus. That we don't batter away our time. That we don't trade gold for dust. Imagine coming with gold. And God is saying, I have put on you things, treasures for nations. There are people here who are going to pastor in the Middle East, part of the world. I'm saying in the Middle East part of the world. Dirhams, right? I mean, you're going to convert the princess of Jordan. Well, you can't do that. Trading time. Trading God's gift for dust. For nothingness. For enjoyment. It's no enjoyment. It's not what you call it. There's hope in Samson's story. Because his hair grew back. But man, he died in his prime. You cannot read Samson's story and understand it and not cry. Since Samson, it has not been recorded that a man born of a woman had that kind of strength. I mean, this man killed a lion. Have you seen a lion before? Not those ones in zoo that they are looking like dog. He took a donkey, killed a donkey, took the jaw of a donkey, and with that jaw, he killed 1,000 Philistines who had swords. Explain. 15 marks. Jaw of a donkey. And he used it to kill 1,000 Philistines. And they had swords. He was that strong. He was that mighty. But he died at the height of when he could have been doing things for the Lord. He died in his prime. Why? He battered that destiny for a woman. Where's Delilah today? We don't know. What happened after Samson died to Delilah? What happened to Delilah? Vanity. We don't know. She's so inconsequential in the scheme of things. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Build capacity. Oh. There is nothing more sad than the people he killed 1,000 of them now came to him and said, dance for us. Are you not Samson? Dance for us. Oh, there, Joe. Samson was not dancing. Dance for us. Dance for us. And he was dancing. He traded. He battered wrongly. Billy Graham shared a story. You know Billy Graham? He said, growing up, there were two strong ministers in America. In fact, every strong evangelist and prophet in the land gave prophecies about those two young men, that they were going to be the voice of God in America and in the world beyond. It was not even, Billy Graham eventually became, even the Queen of England had to bring him in, if you watch that documentary, bring him in, preach, he preached to the Queen, preached in the chapel, and the royal chapel, you know. But Regan said, he was so inconsequential in the scheme of things, it was these two young men. Say, well, somehow, they just became loose and light. They became loose and light. Anything goes. Sometimes because God has said many things about you, things flow through you, preach with ease. You can get so comfortable. So one of them died in a hotel with a strange woman. They never fulfilled their call. In 10 years, their light was gone. I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will not miss your step. They thought they would last forever. Build capacity. Serve him now. Build up yourself in prayer now. See. Because God's gift is without repentance. What that means, listen to me, look up. What that means is, I can be preaching like this, and I'm empty. Huh? Ah, you don't hear me. I can deliver a sermon this big, and I'm empty. His gift is your repentance. Ensure you are not just operating on the gifts. You're operating on his presence. Are you listening to me? See, even tanker that is carrying fuel needs fuel. Did you hear that? Huh? The tanker that is carrying fuel, it will also kill. Because it will never deliver without fuel. It needs fuel too. Make sure your source and your service to God is not just pioneered. It's not just platformed on gifts. I can sing. I sabi protocol. I can do this. I can do that. Ensure it's not just platformed on gifts. Are you listening to me, Glorious House Church? Ensure you platform it on God's presence. Building on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. He said, if you bow, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. What a batter. What a batter. What an exchange. What a transaction. And the glories thereof. Just bow. At that moment, bowing does not even look like much. Come on, Jesus just started his ministry. He didn't wait till Calvary was near. The devil wanted to truncate it in his youth. Be done. There's no point for Lazarus being raised from the dead. There's no point for all of that. Can we just settle it once and for all? Everything ends in this wilderness. Oh my God. Oh my God. You didn't hear me. That was what they wanted to do. Can we just end everything in Lhasa now? Can I tell you? Glorious House Church. You are going to hear it in places you never imagined. I like the amen. I'm just telling you to happen. But you know what he wants to do? Can we settle it now at Lhasa? Let there be, there was a church. It was looking okay. Where are they now? But that will never happen. Amen. We will not batter it. Amen. Oh, we will not batter God's precious gift. Amen. Are you listening to me, guys? Guys, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
He said, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. The glories thereof. Just bow. Meaning, people will know you. Before you open YouTube, you just see me. Instagram, see me. Twitter, see me. Trending. It's a young pastor. See, I will give all of that. Can you just bow? Can you just change your message a bit? Just small. We will not bow. We will not batter wrongly. The devil knows that the only way to steal, or the best way to steal, is to give something. Give something. It looks like a gift. Have you heard of the Trojan horse before? It's a gift you don't want to collect. The best way the devil steals, he gives something. Watch out for what you're battering with. See, your career is good. And you know I teach you to be ambitious. Because I am ambitious myself. I teach you to be disciplined. Because I am disciplined myself. But nothing, I repeat, absolutely nothing in the world can stand beside the purpose of God in your life. There is nothing that is worth battering it with. Don't batter it. Are you listening to me? You will not sell off. If I want to trend, I know what to say to trend. And you will trend. Tomorrow I'll tell you, we'll laugh a bit tomorrow. That's all it is. I need to show you guys. Well, you cannot batter the call of God on your life for fame. It's not worth it. Eventually, everything in heaven, on earth, beyond the sea, we bow in the name of Jesus. Right? Philippians 2. Eventually, everything will bow. But you know what the devil said? Say, let me give you now. Let me give you. Let us truncate this ministry as early as we can. But you see that your service to God, it will stand the test of time. 35, 45, 55 years from now, 65 years from now, 75 years from now, you're standing, amen, doing God's will. Amen. Oh, listen to me. You will not become the man that almost got there. Amen. Listen to me. There's a place for finishers. You will finish. Amen. I pray for you that the restoration only God can give, He renews the times. He said, I will restore the years that the locust and the canker have taken. The years you have lost in service. The gold you have traded for dust. The things that could have been. The things we didn't pay attention to as a church, as individuals. Directions we should have taken early enough. Tonight, Lord Jesus, in your mercy, we ask and we receive restoration. Amen. We receive grace to stay. Amen. We receive grace to stay. Amen. I will not with my own hand destroy God's agenda for me. I pray for you tonight that you will catch up and you will not fail God. You want to pray for yourself? Please go ahead. Trade by battle.